You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for joining me here today. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners. God bless everyone who's tuned in today to your frequency. I ask your best on every listener here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you for having us tuned in. I thank you for tuning in to WGOD. We're going to hear something I preached on Mother's Day. This is entitled, Who is the Antichrist? And it really is a 9-point look at who this man is. Do you know that you and I can know more about this man than he even knows about himself? That's how much God has revealed to us in his word all about this man. It's kind of like owning tomorrow's newspaper today. Imagine that, God handing you a copy of tomorrow's newspaper. What could you do with tomorrow's newspaper? Many of you probably would be heading on down to Hialeah. But if you would, you'd be behind me. No, I'm only joking. Because probably in that newspaper, I probably would find my own obituary in there. No, to see, you and I already have tomorrow's newspaper, and it's the Bible. God has revealed the ending from the beginning. He's revealed it to us. You and I know so much about the future because God deemed it important for us to know it. Now, this sermon, I encourage you to follow with us these next 4 days. As we're going through 9 points of who is the Antichrist. With each point, there'll be some scripture verses to back up everything that I'm saying. You might be surprised at some of these. I encourage you to tune in this week to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I want to invite you to follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, the same thing. WGOD Radio. Our website is WGODontheair.net. Now let's get into the Word of God. Enjoy this message.
Quite a message for Mother's Day, huh? I didn't plan it this way. My wife's been sick. She's usually the one who let me know months in advance, you know, Mother's Day or something else. At least she picks out my tie. She makes sure I don't wear brown shoes with black pants. Right, Steve? Thank God for our wives, you know? I asked my wife if I could wear my white pants today. She goes, what are you, crazy? You're the preacher. You can't wear white pants. We just preach the word here. You know, we honor mothers today, but we'll preach the Word of God here today. And this is the message the Lord's put on my heart. I gave God every opportunity to change this message today. You know, I love baseball. I always wanted to be a baseball player and hit a home run. You hear that crack of that bat as I crown that sucker out into the bleachers. You know, Bible prophecy is a lot like baseball. Did you know that? I said, Bible prophecy is a lot like baseball. It's like baseball, and better yet, it's like stealing the signs in baseball. You know, you hear all this bit about stealing the signs. After the Super Bowl, Seattle Seahawks said, well, they stole all of Peyton Manning's signs. And they knew everything that he did, and they knew what was coming up. And in baseball, you see, it's the same way. You know, when the catcher comes out to the mound and they have a conference, he's talking to the pitcher. If you ever notice, he goes like this every time he comes out and talks to the pitcher. You know why he does this? Right, so he can't read his lips. So you can't know if he calls an audible or changes the signs. And you can't know, you know, steal his signs and to know what pitch is coming next. And so I say that Bible prophecy is a lot like baseball. Open your Bibles with me, please, to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. 2 Kings, chapter 6. We're going to pick it up in verse 8. I think we have enough after the service for all the women here today. There is a rose in the foyer. Okay, 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 8. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel. And he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass by this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, now picture this. I'll keep reading. He called his servants and said to them, will you not show me, please, which one of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said to him, none, my lord, O king. But Elisha, the prophet who was in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your own bedroom. What a scene. I love this. Man, oh man, can you see this guy stomping his feet, throwing a hissy fit here? Will you please tell me which one of you guys is against me? But he said, no one is. But Elisha the prophet tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your own bedroom. Now that is what I call stealing the other team's signs. Just like in baseball. Same as Bible prophecy. You see, God says, low outside curveball. Low outside, here you know, you're standing up here, you got your bat. God says to you, low outside curveball. That's where the ball's coming. Low outside curveball. Bible prophecy is like a low outside curveball. You've got your whole life to prepare for this pitch. You know where it's coming. You know where the pitch is coming. You've got the rest of your life or until the end of the age, whatever comes first, to practice and get ready. Because as we're going to see, there's going to be mass confusion on the earth. The mass confusion because people don't know the word of God. God says it's a low outside curveball. 9 out of 10 people and 999 out of 100 churches got blindfolders on and are going to swing wildly like this in the air, like you're a Jedi Knight swinging your lightsaber or something. When God tells you where the ball's coming, he can't do any more than that. Low outside curveball. I know where it's coming. I'm going to crown this sucker right out of the park. And I want you to do the same thing as well. Now, that's the introduction to this I wrote some 5 years ago, perhaps longer. This sermon is even older still. Though the Lord led me this week to totally redo this message and consolidate some of my points and add a few more as well. You're in for a surprise in this message. That is, you might be surprised at just how much about this man has been revealed to us. So, who is the Antichrist? What does the Bible say about him? What will he be like? Most of people's mental pictures for who he is comes from Hollywood. But once again, what does the Bible say? That's what we need to concern ourselves with today. Because the Bible is truth. It's all truth. And if we can see and understand what the Bible says about something, that's all we need to know. What does the word antichrist mean? The Greek word antichristos is found in the Apostle John's writings. In two of the epistles that he wrote. Here's one of the references. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists, little a, plural, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. That was 1 John 2:18. I think that's on the handout. Let me keep going. The Greek word antichristos is a compound word. Christos means anointed or anointed one. Sort of like where our word, what do we do for babies? We have a what? A christening, right? That's what the word means. Anointing, to anoint, to smear with oil. Like what they did to David, like what Samuel did to. That's what the word Christos means. Anti. Now, there's a big misunderstanding on what anti means. Anti doesn't mean against, you know, like Godzilla against Mothra. Anti means instead of. Anti means alternative to. Or in place of. Like when you read in John, it says, of his fullness we have all received in charis, anti charis, grace in place of grace. That is, when you use up all the grace God gives you, he'll give you some more. Alternative to Christ. Antichrist means an alternative to Christ. Antichrist means instead of Christ, not against. No one other than the Lord Jesus would ever say he was Jesus Christ. Other than the mentally ill. Because the world today doesn't care too much for Jesus. Have you noticed that? Watch the news today, church, and tell me what the world thinks of Jesus Christ. Right? Who would ever come back saying he's Jesus Christ? Other than him. What does it say in Revelation? We're going to look at that maybe this week. It says when he comes back, the whole world wails. That's not crying and rejoicing. That's beating your chest saying, oh man, I guessed wrong. Okay. This man will be an alternative to Jesus Christ where everything goes and sin does not matter and your lifestyle will be fine with him. That is who this Antichrist is going to be. Now, like tomorrow's newspaper, the Bible's told us quite a bit about this mysterious man. So today I want to build up our, I'll call it a dossier, like an FBI file for you to hold on to. I pray you would hold on to this and keep this if you're still on the earth when this stuff happens. Or you can pass it on to somebody else who is. But I think that this list is going to be beneficial. For each of these 9 points, I'll give you the scripture verse to back up each one of these. The Antichrist is Roman or related to Rome.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth.